Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Gail Casper is back, ladies and gentlemen. Gail Casper with a K is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a speaker. She is a television personality. She is the author of an outstanding CD program called Make a Decision to Win. She was, and I'm not sure if she still is, the reigning Miss Continental America, and she's our good friend. Gail, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to talk to you. It's so good to talk to everybody. I'm so glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, Gail. Now, is that, now tell us, are you still the reigning Miss Continental America?
No, I handed over my crown.
You did? When did that happen?
That was just actually recently, like a couple weeks ago. It has not been long. So
wow.
You never really stop feeling the excitement of having won that opportunity.
Right.
You know, you really don't ever stop feeling it, but by the same respect, yeah, when it's time, it's time. It was a good run, you know.
Well, what remind the audience what that program is?
Well, there's all different types of pageant systems. There's everything from the Misses to the Ms, and this was a Ms pageant, so it was just another opportunity. You compete with women from other states, and there's the suit, the interview, and the evening gown competition.
Right, right, and we'll give them your website in a little bit, and I know they can find some more information about that. Gail, you know, one of the things that's that I know you've been talking about lately is how to help people make the transition from where we've been to where we're going. And I've been saying for about a year now, I've been predicting that where we're going is going to be as we leave the recession and head into a recovery, where we're going is going to be a lot different from where we've been. And not just your regular recovery from a recession. This one's going to be different from the others. And I think we got to make sure that we're as we look for opportunities and as we anticipate challenges, that we not look for the things that we used to see, the way we used to see them. And I'm worried that scenario I just painted causes people to get stuck, to get like a deer in the headlights kind of thing. What do you think?
And I agree with you, Jim, absolutely. I mean, what starts that is we're in this economy, we struggle a little bit, or we try something and we fail, and we try it again and we fail, and we're not seeing progress, so then we start to not want to move. And some of that comes from the fact that we've either gotten off of the track of having good habits, we've lost the effort of extraordinary preparation, we have no plan in place. So we're not doing the things we need to do to be successful and move forward. Instead, we've been doing the old things that at one time did work, but they no longer work anymore.
That's what makes us stuck. And that's, as they say in Texas, that's when we start looking like a cow looking at a new gate. You know, we've got this old way of doing things, and that worked. We've got this method, this way of going after customers. We knew what our customer profile looked like. We knew the kind of words that got their attention. We knew how to get them interested in us. We knew that, you know, how to present our solutions the best. But now we're doing that. We're trying that, and it's not as effective as in a lot of ways as it used to be.
It's not. I mean, you can take that with customer service. You can take that with sales. You can take it with any element. At one point, people in sales could go out and they could sell because people needed and wanted the product. And so they dropped all the habits of the good sales process and building rapport and uncovering needs and solutions and closing. And they stopped doing those things, and then they don't work.
Yeah, you can't get lazy. That's one of the things that happens. And that is a cycle that hasn't changed much. When things are going well, we get lazy, and we start thinking the reason we're doing business is because we're so smart, and it's probably just because business is good. And it's only when things get tough that we remind ourselves of the fundamentals, probably, right, Gail?
And that's true, too. And it's like you said, even customer service is the same way. I mean, we can lose customers very quickly today. I mean, people that can't afford our product or service may be looking for a way out. And if we're not treating them right, if we're not following up with them, if we're not delivering the highest level of customer service and satisfaction, that's their out. They have justification to get angry and go someplace else. And it really comes down to the fact that maybe they're not in a spot to spend the money to be part of your business, but by the same respect, we give them that out by not doing things the best that we can.
One of the things that I've been talking about for a while now about how to get unstuck is to spend more time asking customers what they want, talking to customers about what's on their mind. What do you think?
And I love that, and I think that should be for every element within the business. Within sales, your sales representative should be asking, you know, what is it that you're looking for right now? What do you need? In other words, you might need to modify what you have. In terms of customer satisfaction, it should be, you know, are you happy with where things are? Are there things that we can do a little bit better? What else are you looking for? To constantly be asking questions so that we can roll with the way the market is going and what our customers need, whether they're buying or they're existing customers from us.
Another thing, Gail, I think we should take into consideration as we do exactly what you said, which I completely like what you said there. But another thing to realize is our customers are looking new gates too. You know, they've got uncertain things looking back at them too in the marketplace. They're toiling in some new areas right now. They're seeing some things that they haven't seen before, and so. This is a perfect time to instead of trying to sell your customers something, to focus on helping them solve some of the issues that they've got. What do you think?
Oh, you know what? I love that, because the trend I've seen with sales today is not just here are my products, how many of you want to, you know, let me fill out an order. The trend today in sales is strategic partnering. In other words, what do you need, and how can I help you build your business while you're helping me build my business by buying from me? So it's the whole concept of how we're going to work together to help each other build our businesses so I can deliver a return on investment for you, and by the same respect, you're buying from me.
Well, and that's exactly right, and it includes the way we go about advertising and marketing our products, isn't it? I mean, I think customers are looking for connecting, people who will connect with them, not someone to market to them. I think connection is going to be much more important in the future than marketing will be. Not that marketing will not be effective. I think it's just going to be have a different value. 20 after, we're going to be right back with Gail Casper after these messages. Her CD series is called Make a Decision to Win.
And you ain't had it.
Little Grace Slick bringing us back. That's the Jefferson Airplane. Or I think it may be Jefferson Starship. One of those two. They're the same band. They just changed their name somewhere along the way there. I always forget when that happened. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate and your DJ for the morning. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something that will help you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And all some of the other stuff there, you can find other places where you can join me online there and on the website. And we're visiting with our good friend and our Brain Trust member, Gail Casper. She's the author of the CD series called Make a Decision to Win. And Gail, tell us how we can find your CDs, how we can find about you, and all the things that you do.
Well, actually, Jim, it's really great. I just launched my brand new website, which is GailCasper.com, and it's GailCasper.com. I've also started a new membership site called the Top 1% Club, which is really designed for the small business owner to help them continue to develop their skills and their people skills, whether it's sales, customer service, leadership, or just their own personal development so they can take their life to the next level.
Top 1% Club.
Yes.
Tell us what that means.
Yeah, well, it's the concept that, you know what, the top 40% of Americans, there are 40% of Americans live in that top 1% club. They hold the privately held wealth in America. Mm-hmm. So the top 1% club is not about making tons of money, but it's about living your personal and professional best so that you are happy in life and you're achieving the things you want to achieve.
Wait a minute. You mean money and stuff isn't the only way we define happiness? Huh?
Oh, my God. You know what? If that were the key, I mean, life would probably be very different, but yeah. There are so many ways that we can be happy. It's unbelievable.
If you can't be, I'm going to say it again, folks. I know you're rolling your eyes because you've heard me say it before. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
You got it. That's absolutely right.
Happiness, money and stuff gives you options. It creates options for you. It does not make you happy.
And you know what the thing is, Jim? It's like if people would just continue, and that's one of the reasons I created that site, the Top 1% Club, because when people are working on themselves, they're developing who they are, they're coming up with new ideas, they're being creative, mm-hmm. they're feeling better about themselves, and it gets them unstuck. It helps them to move forward.
What are your thoughts on getting unstuck in our personal lives, not just our professional lives? You got any thoughts on that?
And there can be different reasons that we're stuck. Sometimes we're in routine every single day. Sometimes we're in a relationship that we just don't know how to get out of. And it all comes from taking action. All of my programs, whether personal or professional, revolve around the systematic attitude development technique, which is about getting logical in face of emotion. So even if you're dealing with any type of challenge or a problem in your personal life, the idea here is that you sit down and establish a plan. You and I talked earlier. I mean, there are people that have lost jobs. They've, you know, lost their homes. They're in dire straits. And you know what? A house does not determine who you are.
Right.
A job does not determine who you are. You have talent. You have skills. You have strength that if you put to use, they can keep you moving in the direction that you want to go. And actually, just so you know for your listeners, I have a free audio CD that is up on my website that they can download or they can get a hard copy of. It is absolutely free.
Thank you.
All they need to do is go to my website and they can download it.
And that's GailCasperWithAK.com.
Yes. And it's called
G-A-I-L.
Take Control of Your Life. Right.
Go ahead. Say it again.
It's called Take Control of Your Life in Challenging Times.
Well, thank you for making that available for free, folks. Gail's the kind of folks that we like to hang around because they have things to sell, but they also give back. And if you'll notice, that's pretty consistent with my Brain Trust members. Gail, one of the things that I did a couple of weeks ago, I moderated a panel in front of an audience of small business owners, and I asked them, as ugly as the economy is and has been, how many of you have done something that would turn out to be, is going to be really good for you that you wouldn't have done had we not had the recession? And everybody raised their hand.
That's amazing.
Something kicked them in the backside and said, you know, do this, or there was some revelation or whatever. Everybody had identified something that had turned out well because of what has happened.
Yeah, and it's called risk. And when we're talking about this program and getting unstuck, the more risks you take, the less stuck you will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a life of constant risk. And it obviously it's calculated risk. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's starting a new endeavor within your business that you haven't thought of, or going to a networking event that you never considered.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not you to do those things. Or to be more proactive in the sales arena versus, you know, waiting for the phone to ring. Whatever the risk is, it's going to take you to the next level.
I also think it's a matter of realizing, you know what, I'm not going to solve this recession by myself. I've got it. It's here. It's the reality. So why don't I open my eyes to the possibilities? I think that's a lot of it, too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And it's wanting to believe. It's the hope that, you know what, it's going to change. It's going to get better. It's
right.
going to be different. But the reality is we make it different.
Mm-hmm.
We make it different. We have the ability to not tolerate where it is right now and make different changes in our own lives.
Gail Casper, ladies and gentlemen, Make a Decision to Win is our CD program. You can find it at GailCasperWithAK.com. And don't forget to get her free downloadable CD. Gail, thank you for that, and thank you for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Sounds great.
Gail Casper, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.